Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You heard it. It's the weekend. Happy Friday, Friday! You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. It is 6:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. We have made it. Doesn't matter what your schedule is. It's Friday state of mind that we all need to have, probably more often. Good things to look forward to. We got the home show going on this weekend in Alachua County at the Alachua County Sports and Events Center, which is at Celebration Point. If you haven't checked out that facility, it's still fairly new. You probably should.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Well done. Oh, it's $5 to get in. Kids, though, what, 10 and under are free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and parking.
$5 is
parking's
cheap.
Free, yeah.
And where can you go for free parking these days, Hartley?
I know.
I
would just go just for the free parking.
Oh, absolutely.
Ludi Bond is going to be here a little bit later on, along with Joe McKenzie. They're from the Department of Forestry because...
Yes, why? Tell us.
Arbor Day.
Did you get, when you were a kid, because I went to St. Louis City Schools, and Arbor Day, they would hand out these trees, like a little sapling, like maybe... Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a foot long, a little plastic bag, a little water in the bottom, and I never drew any mind.
Well, I grew up in Detroit. We used to go and dig up trees on Arbor Day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did I tell you about the neighborhood I grew up in? Oh, it was a tough neighborhood, Greg. It was so tough.
How tough was it, Bob?
The babies wore leather diapers.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a tough neighborhood.
That's a tough neighborhood.
Trademark Rodney Dangerfield.
Absolutely, yeah.
Could have stole that and butchered it at the same time. You're welcome. Supreme Court getting together.
Well, are they getting together?
Well,
together.
They sat together. They do tend to sit together.
They do. They're very close people. You ever notice that?
Well, they're all wearing those weird black gowns. I don't know what's really going on there.
Put your clothes on, people.
But they might be clothed under there. I hope so.
I don't know.
Anyway, they were listening to oral arguments about, exactly how much immunity... should a president have?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, I guess it's not outlined directly in the Constitution. Mm-mm. You know, the president can do this and the president can't do that. And he can do this. And some good points are brought up. Like, in other words, Obama using drones and basically executing, you know, our enemies.
Right.
Could that somehow, what if he hit an innocent or whatever? And you know what happens. Could that be brought to court? Could he... be found guilty for something like that? That's just one example that they were trying to cite. Now, you can go through all the legal stuff, and I listened to some of it, and some of it's a little bit, kind of tough to follow. But I think the gist of it is that they're definitely, especially the conservative judges, leaning toward presidential immunity for sure, but... to what degree in trying to separate between personal issues and, you know, what's related directly to the job. You know, like trying to maybe come up with some sort of separation. You know, obviously, if you murder somebody, you know, you shouldn't have immunity from that. I don't care even if you are the president. But you can see how not having immunity, where you could be the subject of endless lawsuits really forever. And then another interesting thing I heard the other night is, you know, if they don't rule on this and kind of get this right, so to speak, here's what could happen. You know, the president has the ability to pardon himself, right? While he's president. So what'll happen is they will just do a blanket pardon on themselves. I'm pardoning myself for any and all crimes that may be brought, you know, before any courtroom. Mm. And they, I believe they actually could do that. So then that does tell you that they actually do have pretty much universal immunity. So this is an interesting thing. Everybody will give their legal take on it. But, you know, no real questions will be answered to. I think the soonest would be June if they were to make some sort of ruling. I think it sounds like they might just kick it back the other court after they kind of gave their input via their questioning, I think. And we'll see where it goes from there. This changes things. And, you know, so Trump couldn't be there. It seemed to weigh in his favor. Maybe it's good he's not there.
Yeah.
He was at the other one where this David Pecker was on the stand from the National Enquirer. And basically, you know, catch and kill stories talking about, you know, how he does that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the case is they're trying to say some sort of election interference. There's nothing illegal about doing that catch and kill, by the way. It's not illegal.
Think back to the Obama administration. They would have, like, all these influencers in the White House. They would have the social media people in the White House, all just to determine what stories did or did not run.
And it's not just, you know, political, because they've done I think it was Stallone that he met. No, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry. It was Arnold that apparently there was some catch and kill stories related to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it does show you, you know, this tabloid is it kind of tawdry stuff.
Well, they want to make it tawdry. I mean, if you're watching that story on like ABC, you see the big graphics, catch and kill. I mean, mm-hmm. They really want to make this a big deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we'll sift our way through it. That's what we do. This is from Breitbart. A majority of Supreme Court justices sympathize with Donald Trump's attorney's arguments that a president does enjoy some level of immunity that endures past the term in office. The court heard oral arguments regarding if Trump is immune from prosecution on charges of attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And that whole thing of attempting to overturn,
mm-hmm.
I thought the attempt was more of let's get it right. We don't think the things were handled properly. I mean, yes, we want the net result. We believe the net result should be the overturning of it. But it's not like they were just trying to say, you know, we won, you know, burn all the ballots. You know, like in a third world country, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the ruthless dictator who's murdered people basically in the streets got 99% of the popular vote. Like, yeah right. So a federal trial. A court ruled in Smith's favor, you know, special counsel Jack Smith,
right.
In his favor that Trump is not immune from prosecution. But Smith's prosecution in D.C. is on hold until the Supreme Court weighs in, like I said, probably late June. Arguments revealed that a majority appears to agree that the president does enjoy some scope. And it's not just this president, it's presidents. And they're also looking at that, looking forward and possibly backward. But forward to, okay, the future president, are they going to have, you know, immunity or not? And can that affect their decision-making process? Well, I can tell you, yeah. We
sure.
talked about it at the law enforcement level, where they were not going to protect law enforcement officers when they were trying to do that, you know, defund the police.
Mm-hmm.
That was another part of that, another prong of that attack, shall we say. And so cops could be liable if, you know, mistake is made or something happens. They'd be tied up in court all the time. And, you know, how many of the lawsuits are even, you know, reasonable versus frivolous, unreasonable? And then what? They don't make a paycheck where they could afford an attorney. I mean,
So if you don't have the union behind you, you're hung out to dry.
And then they're second-guessing themselves on the street, which is dangerous for police officers.
Yep.
Yeah. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday, Arbor Day. Plant a tree. All right? Be a good citizen.
Oh, yeah.
We've got so much more to talk about coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Hannity.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy weekend. Good morning and welcome. It's Friday and it is 6:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Supreme Court spent about 3 hours listening to oral arguments on presidential immunity. And they seem to, the majority, mostly conservatives, seem to be leaning into some level of immunity. Just how do you and where do you draw the line? Obviously, a president can't just do anything and escape any form of justice. So they're looking into that. We probably won't hear much until late June is what they're saying. Now, also locally, citizens apparently were lining up the Alachua County Commission meeting to support single-member districts. Good.
Yes.
That is what you want. Otherwise, if you live in Alachua County, the concentration of people that live, you know, more, you know, into the city, they're going to define who almost all of the commissioners would be. That's how it's been. Do you want them making decisions for your district? No. You want somebody from your district to represent the needs of your district, because they very much could vary from district to district. Mm-hmm. That's why that is important. It's the way it's always should have been. Single member districts is the way to go,
absolutely,
in my opinion. So good. Kudos to the folks who, you know, stood up and took their time to let their voices be heard. But, you know, good luck, because the people in power don't want that. They want to maintain their power.
That's right. Letting go of it is it's hard to get it out of their hands.
Yep. And, yeah, the lefties have ruled the roost for a very long time. And unions usually support lefties.
Yeah.
Usually. It's a general thing.
True.
Is it changing? Up in New York, they had a union leader. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about my guys, all right? My members, they're backing Trump 3-1 over Biden.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, New York union leader says that Democrat policies are pushing voters toward Republicans, and that the vast majority of his 9,000 members back former President Donald Trump over Biden.
Nice.
Bob Bartles, manager, Steam Fitters Local 638, caught up with both Newsmax and Fox News on Thursday morning in Manhattan after Trump stopped by the construction site on his way to his business records trial. And Bartles told, you know, the news folks that Trump stopped at the site, emphasized that most of his members are former Democrats, but far left policies are driving blue collar workers to the right. And so, yeah, they said, you know, Biden's not good for us. We know Trump is. And he says, my guys, 3-1.
That's interesting.
Then Siena College had a poll that came out recently that shows Trump only trails Biden by 10 points in New York State. And that's huge. In other words, that's tighter than I think it's maybe he has been in a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And Biden won by like 23 points. So that gives you an idea. Wow. So polls say, hey, that margin is much, much tighter now. And so is New York, the state of New York, in play? Could it actually go red? Well, Trump's spending some time. Of course, he's in court in New York, so it makes sense that his campaign is probably going to be closer to that area. And it was. He visited the Bronx. He went to Madison Square Garden. The last time the Bronx was the center of a Republican presidential campaign was in 1984, when Ronald Reagan won by a landslide.
Wow.
So,
but a lot in this country has changed since 1984. Wow.
Yes, it has, but I see some similarities because, look, I was just becoming old enough to vote. I can't say that I had a huge taste for politics in general, you know, a senior in high school and, you know, when I turned 18. But I have to say, I definitely took to Ronald Reagan. I registered as a Republican. My dad said, why are you registering as a Republican? That's the party of the rich. Hmm. I said, well, I hope to be that someday. I think that they're going to provide more opportunities for that pathway than the Democrats, was my opinion as a kid. And now, there's no question in my mind that that's absolutely true. But back to Reagan. Hey, waving a flag and talking about God.
Oh, yeah.
Was okay again.
Yes.
Remember, you know, post-Vietnam, we were in a lull. We were in a slump. And I credit Ronald Reagan and his upbeat rhetoric and pointing out who our enemies were.
Calling them out.
And, not being shy about that. And so feeling patriotic, you know, you didn't feel uncomfortable about that. In fact, you felt patriotic.
Yes.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Charlie Delatorre. He is one of the sponsors from our town putting on the Home and Garden Show that's going on this weekend. We'll talk to him next right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this, a complete loss of hope.
The New Sky Lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel's very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky. New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and happy Friday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. And your top story, Trump trials and Trump Supreme Court. Listening to oral arguments about presidential immunity. We'll have more on that. But first, what's going on this weekend? We've got special guest Charlie Delatorre from our town talking about the Home and Garden Show. Charlie, I thought the home show wasn't happening anymore.
And it wasn't for a really long time. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I really, really appreciate being here. Love your show. Love being back. It wasn't around for a long time after, especially when it got canceled in COVID. It used to be held at the O'Connell Center, and it hasn't been around now for 4 or 5 years. We're really lucky to bring it back. It's a partnership with us and the Builders Association of North Central Florida, and we were really waiting for this brand new facility to be built at Celebration Point, this Alachua County Sports and Event Center. And it is perfect for this look for this kind of an event. It's a big box. We can decorate it any way we want to. We've got about 140 or 150 vendors in there for the show. Free parking on site with that giant thing. So it's just a perfect location.
Yeah, they really did it right. I was I utilized that building. I was part of a pickleball tournament. And yeah, plenty of people coming and going. Yet the parking garage is very, very nearby. And there was no problem with that. And that's always been if you're doing something downtown or, you know, there's been struggles and issues with that. But here there's no issue there. And I'm assuming, having gone, but it's many years ago, you're talking about anything that would have to do with your home. That's what's going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you said that because we've had a few people say, what is a home and garden show? Like, what's in there? And I think the answer is, obviously, it'd be nice if you owned a home. But if you have anything to do with your home, whether it's furniture, you know, art, plumbing fixtures, anything you might need to replace, outdoor patio, garden, anything to do like that. That's what you can find at a Home and Garden Show.
Well, for what people are paying in rent now, frankly, you're invested already. So for you to fix up the yard and the patio the way you want it to be, you don't have to look at it like, oh, I'm doing this for the landlord. No, you're doing it so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, home is where you are, right? Whether you own it or rent it. And so at the end of the day, I think that a show like this is really nice opportunity for you to go find a few things that you might need around the house. And if you need something big, you know, a roof, plumbing, flooring, there's a solar, for example. I know solar's been a really top topic over the last few weeks, but there's a lot of opportunity there to go meet these guys. Listen, we've all got a honey-do list at home, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, bring the honey-do list and let the pros do it for you. That's kind of the idea.
That is a great idea. And just to get ideas, this is, you get stimulated by all the new, the latest stuff that you're seeing. And like you say, if you don't have the wherewithal, time, or energy to do it yourself, they'll hook you up with the pros that can.
I think that's a really interesting point because a lot of us don't go into a remodeling project or a renovation project and say, I'm doing it on Friday. It's, hey, we've been thinking, I would like to maybe do this. I want to repaint the inside of the house. I want to paint the outside. I want to put pavers down. I want to get some plants and bushes. Well, we don't do that on Thursday or Friday of next week. We think about these things. We plan ahead and we say, hey, I'm going to take a staycation in September and I'm going to do some of this work around the house. I'm going to get somebody to help me with this project. And so going to a show like this is exactly the opportunity to brainstorm ideas, talk to the pros, and be able to come up with those plans.
Well, for guys, look, if it's about, tools or looking at stuff for our car, we've studied it.
Yeah,
or we're going
right.
to make the purchase. Uh-huh. We've studied the market and all that. But like you said, you understand the importance of keeping your home fresh and stuff. But it's not like you're going to read these, Architect Digest magazines every day. Right. As out of habit, most of us don't.
No. Yeah, for sure. And this is these shows are a great opportunity to go see what the latest trends are, talk to some of the I think the best thing I can say is I am so impressed and proud of the group of local businesses that are going to be on display here. I mean, we're really talking about an incredible group of businesses that I'm floored by them, quite frankly. So
I
see what he did.
You know,
I
did.
Man, I'm good.
But I told Bob this morning I could go to if I had the budget, if I could take Bob's credit card, I could just spend all day and just buy everything.
Well, and I think just at that point, too, you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, the tickets, it's only $5 to get in the door. This is a great opportunity to get, like I said, to bring, like you said, Bob, to bring your ideas and maybe see if you can flesh some of that stuff out. A lot of us are going to do that work ourselves. We'll go see some of these displays, get some ideas, and then we'll do it. And that's fine. These guys are there to help you, support you, implement whatever plan you've got, and if not, they'll help you figure it out on your own.
So, I mean, you're just not a promoter of this event. You're a publisher. You've got Our Town Magazine. How many years has that been going on? You had zero gray hairs when you started.
Many. You were 11 when you started.
I still am, actually. No, this is our 25th year in business.
Wow.
Actually, 25 years we've owned Tower. I started Tower Publications. Our Town Magazine started in 2003, and there's three editions. There's a High Springs Lato edition, a Newberry and Jonesville edition, and then one here in Gainesville. And we've been really, really blessed to over the years to have an incredible stable of customers and advertisers that are loyal to us, and the readership continues to grow. And we've got other projects like Our Town Favorites, which is coming up. It's like a voting platform for your favorite local businesses. That's gone really well.
Vote for the Bob Rose Show. Vote often.
There you go.
Actually, Our Town Favorites opens today because we wanted to do it the weekend before the show.
Oh.
And you can vote for your favorite, Our Town's favorite male radio personality. And
there you go, Bob.
And it is open nominations for the next 3 weeks. So somebody just has to type your name in.
Yeah.
And then you get part of the final ballot. And then we have until June 12th. I didn't mean to bring that up, but Our Town Favorites is an example of a way that we work with the community to kind of recognize local businesses, places, and things that are kind of make our areas unique.
I'm glad you brought it up because that's why we're having you on the show, for people to know what's going on in the community. And like you said, $5 entrance fee, the parking is free, it's easy. There's all those other venues around Celebration Point that you can enjoy as well. And by the way, this is the weekend you want to go out and have fun, because next weekend, isn't that graduation?
It is. So
I'll be out of town.
How convenient, Bob. I'll be here.
It's almost like we picked this weekend on purpose, right? There's nothing else going on in Gainesville this weekend, really, to speak of. It's a dead week in town. This event is Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th. You're right. The facility is easy access because it's just off I-75. So for your listeners outside of the immediate Gainesville area, that's not a big deal. It's a 20, 30-minute drive from wherever you might be. Easy access off the highway.
Will there be any food-type vendors that are associated with the event or on the premise?
Yeah, great idea. A great question. So actually, the facility itself has a concession stand that they just recently opened that includes sandwiches and salads and wraps and burgers and hot dogs, pizza, as well as beer. I'll say adult beverages.
Okay.
Can I say beer?
I don't think it's against to say beer.
So there's some adult
German
beverages
word,
there.
Beer.
Yes.
So there are, inside the facility, there's a concession stand that the facility just recently opened. The food's really good, actually. So there will be some. And then there's a couple of vendors inside that are kind of giving away some goodies as well. So
they usually do.
They do. There's a lot. The vendors get very creative about what they do at these shows. So
about how many vendors do you have lined up?
About 140.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm really excited about
it. If you can't find something that interests you out of 140 vendors, then I don't know what to say.
There's everything there from like outdoor and plants, like I said, to, flooring and every other project you might want. So a lot of retail, just some retail vendors too, so you can come and buy some items for around your home. Some of those, the home shows typically have those sort of retail guys there too, and we've got a few there. So,
and guys, if you think not telling your wife about this event's going to get you out of it, she's listening too.
Oh yeah, no,
too late.
Be proactive is the way to do that. You got to go, honey, I have a great idea.
Now you're talking,
my gosh.
Right?
And
he's brilliant.
Listen, been there, done that, man. All right, you got to get ahead of the game. All right, you got to control the narrative a little bit.
Man, see, he's hit checking all the boxes.
Absolutely,
Charlie Delatorre. Thank you. We wish you much success this weekend. The home show is back, and it's going on this weekend at Celebration Point. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Wow. A lot going on.
Oh,
that's
going
to be a great event. It's only $5, by the way, and kids 10 and under are free, and as we mentioned, the free parking. Good stuff. Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex, has a run-in with the Popo in SoFlo.
Wow, I see her. It rhymes, right?
Yeah, I'll explain.
Oh, good.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Dana Lash. It's not like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Before they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Friday! Yeah, welcome to the weekend. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Gisele Bündchen, the ex of Tom Brady's. Look, and she's famous in her own right. Supermodel, businesswoman, very, very successful. But she had a little run-in with the Popo down in South Florida in the quaint little town of Surfside.
But she would take a very good mugshot. I would think so.
But she didn't have that bad of a run-in.
Okay, good.
She was stopped by police for driving erratically.
Okay.
The officer pulled her over, ended up letting her go without issuing a ticket. But there's body cam footage that was obtained by Fox News Digital. Mm-hmm. And apparently she quickly became emotional.
Oh.
Did
she cry?
What? Yes!
Oh.
And that's probably one of the hardest parts of if you're a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Someone starts crying, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you figure out who it is.
Yeah, especially if it's me or you. That's really embarrassing. So.
Yeah, and she turned aside. She says, I was just trying to stay away from that guy. So she was driving erratically, apparently to avoid a paparazzi who was who had been pursuing her. And the officer acknowledged that he knew who she was and understood the situation, but told her that he couldn't do anything to help her with it. He said, he's like stalking me. Mm-hmm. And she was told she'd have to file a report with the police in Miami Beach, since that's where the photographer originally began tailing her. The officer apologized for not being able to do more, and that's when she really began to cry. Oh. I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have these blanking guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can do nothing. I just want to live my life. The police officer responded, well, I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
True.
Right?
That's true.
She said, I don't know how that's allowed. And she asked if he could do anything else for her. She said no and thanked him. All right. Okay. So
nice.
Yeah, she moved to Miami in 2020 when then-husband Tom Brady, their two children, Benjamin and Vivian, when the since-retired quarterback joined the Bucs. After their divorce was finalized in 2022, she continued to live in that particular area. I'm not making fun of her because, I mean, in one way, yeah, you're extremely wealthy, but you're being harassed, you're being followed.
Yeah,
that's going to bother you, no matter what your social status is or how much money you have in the bank. That's got to get old.
I'm sure it does, but at what point in our society have we not figured out that if you want to pursue certain careers, like being a supermodel, a A-lister jock, TV star, whatever the case may be, that's going to be part of it. If you want to be famous, you don't mind those on the way up because you want the coverage. Then it gets old.
Yeah, yeah, so. It goes with the territory, and it.
I've just learned to live with it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm like, hey, take my picture, please.
Like, you know, yeah. Do you know who I am? I have a radio show.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm on the Bob Rose Show. Will you take my picture? No. Anyway.
So, yeah. I mean,
you got to expect it at some level, even if you get tired of it.
And I think when she explained the reason why she was driving erratically, I'm sure the police officer wasn't happy because he didn't want anybody driving erratically.
Sure.
But he did.
Sure.
He understood. He's like, oh, I get it. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
That's cool.
And then he should have told her, you know, you're probably not going to shake these people.
No. And you know, I know it's not the extreme in this situation, but I always go back to the whole Princess Di thing, you know, trying to outrun.
Yeah.
No, it's not always going to end up good.
Now, so. I thought she was like dating some kind of martial arts guy, some jiu-jitsu dude. So, you know, he must have not been there.
He was in the car with her.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah. It's the rich dude's kid from wherever in the Middle East or whatever. Or wherever they were from.
No. I'm not talking about Princess Diana. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't following your rabbit hole. I was staying on my own little bunny hole.
Oh, I don't know. No. I don't know who she's dating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she still is. I mean, look, it's not like I look for stuff. But, you know, look, this is one of the, you know, bigger stories in the on Fox News.
And Bob, it's called algorithm. They pop up because you have looked for them.
No, I'm on their website. It's the same for everyone. Now, maybe the ads change. Yeah.
No, you're special, Bob. It's not for everyone.
Someone's trying to sell me an electric car.
Boy, do they look at the wrong person. That algorithm is just all messed up.
I think the hybrids are...
Oh, no, I think that's a great idea.
That's the way to go.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I want a hybrid Ferrari. That's what I want.
Ooh. I would take any kind of Ferrari.
See?
Even if they outlaw gasoline,
I'd
still take one. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is the weekend. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. Let's make the best of it. And it's also Arbor Day. Plant a tree. We'll have some folks from Department of Forestry coming in and being on the show a little bit later on. Hang on.
What's trending on the sky?
Trump's hush money trial.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
The news that's trending.
It's not working because my poll numbers are higher than it
the news that's now.
Anti-Semitism protests at Columbia University.
The news
station.
Aid coming to Ukraine.
The House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.